You need to work on silencing male voices because you give plenty of them a mic and here they go.
What's good, y'all? I'm Bobby with Off the Dome Podcast.
I'm Doggy.
Aman. Wait, you added Off the Dome with Off the Dome Podcast?
Yeah, I'm Bobby with Off the Dome Podcast.
Right, this is my first time hearing you say that.
Actually, first off, like, can we give intro. A warm...
Can we be on the same page?
Can we give a warm welcome to the great man behind the scenes,
Aman? How many times am I going to be introduced as a new guy when I've been here since day one?
No, that's the thing. People don't understand that. He's been here since the beginning, but y'all just can't see him.
No,
but
like, you know, on the episode we recorded at George Washington, I'm going to be on that. So
they haven't seen that yet, though. They haven't seen that yet.
Well, that's going to be that's going to come out before this, though, right?
It is. Hopefully, God willing. But anyways, how has y'all week been?
Oh, also, we got Manny and Sam the behind. Back. Yeah. But they got the mic.
Me and Aman just switched spots today. Two Amans.
You're gonna.
It's a beautiful day today, man. Yeah. How y'all week been?
Stressful, like usual.
Bro, your week never changes.
I know,
huh?
Right?
For four episodes, you've been saying stressful. What's going on?
I'm going through it. Leave me alone. That's all you need to know.
He texted me. He said, what did you say? Like, your exam? Your professor is not giving you extra time?
So, not even extra time, my boy. Listen, we have an exam. We're doing a review for chapter 7, 8, and 9 on Tuesday, okay? This is coming up Tuesday, okay? And then 2 days later, we have our third exam on chapter 7, 8, and 9. 4 days later, on another Tuesday, we're having the final exam. No reviews, no nothing. Just head dive into the final exam. That's it. That's why I'm having a stressful week.
You know
week.
Why? Because maybe it's final exam season.
I was trying to be a good friend.
I have 2 weeks left, okay? If y'all don't hear from me, I'm going through it.
I told Dagum I was trying to be a good friend. I said, be strong, be courageous. And he said, okay, bro, have a good day.
I'm sorry. No, he said, be courageous.
Don't text me some bullcrap.
What
like
am I supposed to do? Like,
be courageous.
I can't do the work for you. So I was trying to be supportive with him. Like,
all
right, bro,
I feel like everybody shares the same stuff. We're all going through school, some form of school. So, and we're near the end of it. Actually, I'm not, but
whoa.
I digress.
To the end of it, we got still 2023.
Oh,
don't bring it up, bro.
He went to the future, bro.
Me and Bobby still got 2023.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It's probably six.
A doctor,
he
you're different, though. you're gonna be doing something big.
Mm-hmm. So that boy wants to be a doctor.
Saving lives, bro. Yeah.
With us, it's like a question mark. We don't know.
We don't know what tomorrow
is. It could be anything between a 7-Eleven to a billionaire.
This is such a great gateway to our topic of today. Perfect. But Sam,
how was your week? Wait, Aman, how was your week?
Yeah.
I know you've been stressed.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, on Monday, I was stressed for Tuesday. After the exam?
Yeah, I didn't hear from you after that exam.
Because I had to go back to being normal again. Because you all saw me, right? On Monday, I was just so stressed. I was not me.
This man was crazy.
See what I mean? Like, Loki, I don't know. Yeah, I was just very stressed. So after Tuesday, I went to the gym after 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I was just doing stuff that I used to, bro. I felt like me again. You know what I mean?
The voice of me again. This is what school does to
Damn,
us.
We're some victims. This man said, I feel like me again.
The education system.
But it's
going
to go
us.
Back, though, because I have finals upcoming, too. So I'm going to have to get back on the grind. But can I just say, Sammy? Or anyone that's trying to be like a doctor,
mm-hmm. Talk to Sammy.
Think about it. They went to school for 12 years already, from pre-K until 12th grade, right?
Part one.
Like 14, right? And then they saw, they're like, I want to do that all over again. That is crazy.
Salute to you, though.
Salute to you, bro.
Yeah.
You better than me.
I'm not trying to be like you, my boy.
Nah, that's perseverance. Actually,
but
we're going to talk
topic
about
of school,
Yeah, we're going to talk about college today. Let's talk about college first
and like education.
Let's talk about the college experience first, because that's we're lame. All this guy's just miserable, so don't just
like. We love you, Dougie.
Bro, I'm going through.
We understand.
In 2 weeks, you'll change. We'll be good.
In 2 weeks, y'all see me the happiest person ever. Until then,
the college experience, what's it like? Because I know for you, you're on campus. Because I go to community college. Or I took a little
I
break.
I did too, but it was online.
Don't put our
business
out
there. You're in the big leagues, the university.
But don't say it like that.
How is it like?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I thought somehow it would be different.
Mm-hmm.
People are people everywhere. Mm-hmm. They might be a lot. They might be a lot a little smarter, right? But as long as you learn the topic, right, you're gonna understand something.
That's great.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
You're actually learning.
Can I be honest? Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just kidding. I came to college or specifically the school,
mm-hmm.
to get an education. Mm. Now I just want a degree. I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. C's get I just degrees, wanna pass. I'm telling you.
C's get degrees.
But also
by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm. But also like I'm not like sleeping off, you know. I'm like I'm still trying to work hard to do my best. Mm-hmm. But like I used to chase grades, bro. I used to be chasing that A.
Is that really bad?
You wanna know what? That was when you wanted to learn the actual material cover.
It became my identity though. That was what's wrong.
Okay.
Hold up.
I can't do
it. I just saw him say, pause. I don't.
But on that topic, he said grades.
Grades. Grades.
Oh, okay. I stabbed. That word has been.
I was like, what?
Huh? Like the grade A, yeah. Bruh. I just got. Nah, I was trying to get A's because it became my identity. You know what I mean?
We walk on a thin line here, bro.
let's talk about that though.
Every
like,
week.
For like new students, like people who are transitioning into like universities, what has your experience been like? What are the dangers of like the do's and don'ts of like university?
I'm going to be honest. When I was preparing for this topic, I only looked at it from the perspective of like Christians coming. Yeah, yeah. But in general, to speak, you're going to have too much freedom. Mm-hmm. Not just a lot, too much.
Especially if you're like not
if you're on campus?
Yeah, if you're commuting or something like that.
I said campus. Campus is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Spelling bee coming later.
Stay on that.
In the works. In the works.
Watch until the end. We're having a spelling bee contest. Just letting y'all know.
We won't say contest. We're all going to fail.
Who's we?
My God, you couldn't spell. Okay.
Whoa. Going back to the topic of coming to campus.
Yeah.
Right? Wait.
I said do's and don'ts.
Let's talk about our first year. Did you all have COVID online? I know, Dagi, you were in person, right?
Mm-hmm.
For first year. How was you?
I was in person first year.
First year? How was that?
I mean, it's weird. Like, you have to see people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got so used to, like, the online life. It's like, what's it called again? In person, like, I feel like I learn better in person. It's the crazy part.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people be like, oh, I love, like, remote. But I actually kind of like in person. Because, mm-hmm. like, you have no, like... You have no excuse. You have to learn.
You're forced to interact.
I see. Okay.
You can't turn off your camera and be on your phone. You can't scroll because the teacher's right in front of you. And I like that. And for even socially, like I was better in person.
I feel you. How about you, Dougie?
COVID was really something else. I'm not going to lie to you because I didn't try during COVID. Like, when I tell you I didn't try, bro, like, I'm pretty sure nobody tried.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Because we didn't know when we were coming out of, like, quarantine and all that. But, yeah, I like in person. Like, I get the opportunity to actually interact with my professors, and they're not going to ignore my emails.
So, you can't run from me no more.
Yeah, you can't, bro. You don't know what I went through, bro.
Bro.
During quarantine, I don't really care. Like, I would just sleep through classes and stuff. Yeah. I still pass, but, like, it would just like
was Zoom even around before COVID?
Zoom went up. The stock price went up.
I've never heard of Zoom until before.
What happened to Skype, bro? They let Zoom beat them.
Skype. What is a Skype?
This became a business analysis show.
Yeah.
But like even remote is like, bro, there was times when I'm telling you this, I was asleep in class and then I woke up when she called my name, like surprisingly. And then I was like, she said, answer the question. I said some random dumb question. She's like, are you there? I'm like,
you know how you can get out of that? When they ask you a question, just say, I have a question and ask a dumb question. I'm telling you, they're going to review that part and you'll be out of it.
You really went that far?
Yes. bro, that's what I do. Whenever I don't know a question and they ask me, I just be like, actually, I had a question on that. And then ask a dumb question.
I mean, bro, if you just woke up from your sleep, I don't think you're gonna be thinking that.
Bro, anybody got time for that? Yeah. You know, my favorite part of like quarantine and Zoom was leaving meeting. Oh my God, let's leave meeting. That's my favorite.
I didn't wait a
goodbye,
second.
Professor. Have a great day.
I didn't even say it. I just said
exactly.
No, to this day, you still
gotta say goodbye. No, you gotta say goodbye because that's how you like.
You gotta know you're paying attention.
Nice. Yeah, you gotta be nice and all that. But
that's
nice,
bro. No, if you're nice to professors, fool. You straight.
I mean, but like, look, now look here. We were talking about the past. We were behind chains and shadows. Now everything is starting to open up, you know. Weather is looking nice. Campus is looking lively. We were just outside where there was a huge program going on.
Maryland Day.
Yeah, you know.
I'm exposing myself.
Bro, they know where we're at.
Believe that
no, they
out.
Don't. No, they don't.
They know where we're at.
No, they don't.
You don't want these problems, I'm telling you.
Shout out to the people that are watching from Australia. I don't know what you're doing on this page, but shout out to you. Maryland is a state. I don't know.
Not even just Australia.
Stop saying the state, fool. Just stop.
They know, bro. But anyways.
Yeah, because you just said it.
Now everything is opening up. You know, campus is open. People are going to come back to class. You know, what's that college life? Because I know it's coming to summer, spring break, all that just passed. Parties. and this is where all the young students get trapped, the parties, the cookouts, all that. How would you maneuver through that if you were a young student? You're looking at it, you're like, how many years are you into?
Me? This is my second year.
Second year.
But I had the online experience at community college and the in-person experience at like a relatively big college. Thankfully, right, I live with my parents. So I kind of made that decision because when I say college gives you too much freedom, it's not that I don't want freedom, but unrestricted freedom at this age, mm-hmm. I know is not good for anyone at this age. 20, like even if you were the goodest kid mm-hmm. or the best kid, I say goodest. I can't believe I said that. No matter how good of a kid you are,
spelling bee.
Right? let me just say, okay, the spirits, the evil spirits on this on campus and college in general are strong, bro. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
They're strong. Whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, they will come for your head, bro.
Oh my goodness.
To the education system, everything. They are on your head. They will not give you 1 second to breathe, bro. They're on your neck. Let me just say that, mm-hmm. right? So I knew that was coming. So I said, I'm gonna live with my parents and I come on campus to finish my schooling and I go home in peace, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
That's how I've been maneuvering.
But like, that's for you, like you're kind of blessed because you don't live that far. Like you live in an acceptable distance. There's people who come from out of state to Maryland. Not only that, they're away from their family and their friends. So they come here, it's already isolation. So like that opens them up to so many things, like, you know, feeling lonely.
Yeah.
If you're a guy and you're feeling lonely, you know what happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like just feeling left out. That's like, that's what I'm trying to ask for. Like people like that, how would you tell them to like?
Let me say for like, I prepare for the, like when I was blessed to have like Christians in my high school. That kind of prepared me for this, right?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like basically telling y'all what they told me, right? As like, especially if you're a believer, you're going to college and you're like, oh, I grew up in the church, I'm not gonna lose my faith. Don't be arrogant,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
The I'm telling you, the spirits here are strong, okay?
They fight back.
They fight strong, they're on your neck. Every turn you look, they're there to trap you, okay? Mm. So first, don't be arrogant, okay? Second, pray like a fool. When I say pray like a fool, this is what I mean, okay? You know, a lot of times when you grow up a Christian, you think it's cringy to like Lord protect me, you know? Mm-hmm. Just small prayers, right? Yeah. Like, especially since people tell you to pray like that all the time, it becomes like, God protect me. You say it like that, right? Mm-hmm. But pray like, I'm telling you, those are the prayers that are gonna get you through, right? Mm-hmm. And thirdly is, you have to find a community, right? Not just on campus, because Loki, I'm not gonna lie to you, a lot of people that are Christians in college, they might go to the Bible study, but they'll pull up at the party right after. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, I'm not judging anyone. What I'm saying is, it's hard like that, right? Mm-hmm. So not only should you participate on campus ministry, but ministries outside of campus, because those people have been there before you were there, and they will be there after you're gone. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And the other one is, I simply said, be prepared. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, in 1 Peter, it says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks for the hope you have. Just, like, learn about, like, Bible history. Learn about, like, evidence for and against Christ. Just, you know, simple stuff. And lastly, always be presentable and, like, exercise, have confidence. And you know, and because I'm telling you, if you're presentable, you're working hard in your schooling, right? And you keep to yourself. When I say keep to yourself, it's like, don't be shy, but just minding your business and everything you do.
Be about your business.
That's be about your business. Yeah. Work hard, right? And then look at this as like a ministry for other people to look at your life and be like, wow, I want to have what he has. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
That might be like, I try to not be stressed during finals week and I just pray. You know what I mean? Now, it sounds like a fool, but I wish, like, I'm so calm doing exams and finals. I want people to be like, okay, how is he, you know, not stressed? And I want to be like, you know, I have the peace of God in me. You know, that's the goal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's my advice for people that are coming up.
The spiritual advice. Obviously.
Spiritual advice.
Mostly. But even you can even take practical things about it. Because, like,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I know a lot of people who go to, like, university, live on dorms and stuff, and, like, isolation is like the biggest issue, people. Like, when you're like in your dorm and it's quiet, there's nobody there, you got off the obstacle to your mind, you know, some do this, some do that, some battle it with drugs, alcohol, you know, what's it called again, pornography, stuff like that. Like, people will go to college and become, like, you ever see that people out of high school, like, the coolest people, you see them, like, a couple years later, their story's like, bro, what are they doing? Partying every night? Like, bro, that's not even, like, fun for a regular person. I know. And, like, you could tell they're just, like, they just look, like, dead inside. Like, they just, like, lost it. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, I feel like the biggest advice is, like, don't follow the crowd.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing, bro. Because, like, obviously, if I'm in a new place and I'm trying to make friends, I'm going to try to make them, like, liking me. Like, okay, oh, hey, Bobby, you want to go to the party? All right, what's up? Like, let's go. I'm trying to make be friends with you. But, like, keep your values. Like, don't, like...
Don't compromise.
Don't compromise. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm telling you, people will see that and they respect you more. Mm-hmm. And when they know that you're not going to compromise, when they know you respect yourself and your values, and they're not going to try to, like, play with you or, like, you know, try to put your values in jeopardy or your mindset. And also, just be a leader. Don't follow people. Because college will have you around the most weirdest people you would never... Bro, it's an organization gathered by people from different states, different backgrounds. Some people are parents. Some people are older, like 40s, 50s. Mm-hmm. Some people are fresh out of high school. So it's different people, different backgrounds, different identities. So all that in one place is very crazy, very wild, off the wall type stuff. So if you just learn how to stick to who you are, and, you know, never compromise, I feel like you'd be straight.
Yeah. Don't lose yourself too.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll say two things with that. A lot of times when you say never, when you say no to stuff like that, you know, are wrong, right?
Yeah.
Say it with confidence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't be wishy-washy. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, if you say confidently say no because you truly believe in your morals, they will respect you more. And you have a strong foundation, right? And secondly, in the case you're scared about being hated for your faith, right? This is the verse that really, you read it, it's in John 15, where Jesus tells them, you know, like, if the world hates you,
they hated me
first. Know that it hated me first, mm-hmm. you know? If you are of the world, the world will love you. Mm-hmm. But because he chose us out of this world, the world hates us. It's better to be hated by the world and loved by God, mm-hmm. to you know, to do his will. Like, don't let that faze you. This world will pass. The people you see in college, after 4 years, they're gone. Mm-hmm. And 4 years might seem like a long time, but look back 4 years ago when you were in high school. Right, that exactly. went by fast.
Yeah, Snapchat memories. 4 years goes by fast.
Nah, that's fact. So, yeah.
No, I agree with y'all. The one thing I'll say is check your environment. It's very important to check your environment because the people you're around with, my dad used to say to me, a friend is a reflection, as a mirror to you. Like, the people that are around you, they reflect you, mm-hmm. who you are as a person. So even like when I was in high school, like I never like, I'll say no to like, you know, drinking and like, you know, drugs and all that. But like, to me, like, I don't really care about like if a person respected me or not. Like, everyone know I didn't, right? Because they know I didn't do those things. They'll automatically like assume to a point where like, oh, he doesn't do that. Like, even like when I meet other people with like my friends or stuff, the people next to me, they know who I am and they know my morals. So they'll be like, oh, he doesn't do that. Like, you know, like they'll vouch for me. Like, I don't have to say, I don't do this. So the way you present yourself and the people around you reflect who you are as a person, right? So when you're in certain situations, the people around you should be able to say, oh, this person knows this and this. Oh, they do this and this. So, you know, like, even it doesn't mean like when you say no to these like parties or like whatever it is, the situation that you're in, one, you're sticking to your morals, and two, like, you're putting yourself out there to a point where you're saying like, these are my morals, like, respect it or you can go, like, you know what I mean? And if they go, I promise you, you're not missing out on anything. Listen, no, this is the realest thing I learned. When people go out to parties and drink and all that, they do, like, the reason why it doesn't make sense to me, you go out and drink, right? You black out. What's the point? You don't even remember anything. What is the point? I don't understand.
It's the, like, feeling, I believe.
I know, like, it's the high, but hello, how are you? It's the high, but like, I don't understand. You black out, you don't remember the night, and next morning you're just gonna say what happened last night. And then not even like, I'm not gonna say everything, but like, you're putting yourself in a situation where something worse can happen and you don't know what happened. Yes. Like, you blacked out, you know what I mean? Same thing with getting high. It's like, it's a pattern of continuously doing it to feel that same high again. And it doesn't provide you with that stability or like that satisfaction that you need. So,
and even with that, it doesn't have to be just like drugs or partying, bro. Even school can become like, you could take it out of proportion. Yes. Like, mm-hmm. Some people, like, just like how you were saying, you were chasing the grades.
It becomes your identity.
Yeah, like, don't make it out your identity, bro. Like, I'm not giving you bad advice. Like, school is important, but bro, you're more than that, bro. Like, there's more to you than how, like, what grades you get.
Yeah. Give yourself a break too. I promise. Exactly, you. You need some sleep.
Yeah, I learned it the hard way.
Because like people like in high school used to like wake up at like 6 a.m, right, and then be in school by 7. And, you know, after classes, you have, like, these activities, and you get home probably, like, 8, 9 because you have games and, like, you know, clubs and all that. Dang. And you still have that energy. But now in college, it's different because you're given so much time. Like, sometimes I only have, like, 2 or 1 class a day, and then I don't know what to do with the rest of my day. And so that time is very important. I'm telling you, like, I'm being serious. Like, I don't know what to do with this. So that time is the point where I have to either make the priority to be, like, okay, I need to get these homework done, or like I have to prep for this quiz, or like set myself a goal where I have to be like, okay, I have to do this by the end of the week, so at least I'm ahead in my school, right? But at the same time, I'm not gonna go out and study the whole weekend for a quiz. Absolutely. I might give myself, you know, Sunday maybe if I prep a Friday and Saturday, or, you know.
On that point though, like, even like I'm on those, like, we've been going heavy in this program, and all they're teaching us is like great skills. One of the biggest skills you can learn in college, bro, like, if you don't learn anything else, learn time management. That's the number one thing. If you can manage your time, you can make it out through college perfectly fine.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, it gives you too much free time. College is like, high school, they're more like on you, like, yeah, press, yeah, like, do this, yeah, do that. College, they're literally like giving they you the don't work. Care. You do it,
yeah,
you get it in or yeah, not, they don't care. Yeah. You, because you're paying $30K to go to school, they're not paying that much. They're getting paid regardless, so yeah, it doesn't matter. It's your money, your parents' money. But
I'll say,
you know what I'm saying.
So let's say someone manages their time, right?
Yeah,
and they refuse to not do these like parties or waste their time with the thing they know that's wrong, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a lot of people would be like, okay, like, what do I do now, right? Mm-hmm. Simply saying no to like these bad activities, whether it be drugs or alcohol or, you know, going to parties, might not be sufficient for a lot of people. A great thing to do is to replace those with activities that you know are good for you, with hobbies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Learn new skills, bro. Like, I'm telling you, especially if you're in college, like, I'll say starting a YouTube channel would be a perfect opportunity.
All right, then.
Okay?
All right,
This is what I mean. Okay, hold on. Okay. If you're by yourself in college, you're lonely and your parents are whatever, right? This is, let's say your room is empty. This is a great time to edit videos. Or whether you're playing music. I'm saying, like, giving you, like, an example of, because a lot of college students, they'd be like, I want to start a YouTube channel, but I don't know what to do.
Just start. It's the biggest thing. Just start.
I'm just giving you an example of like what most people will hear, you know? But like, replace that with a hobby that will actually benefit you long run.
Yeah.
That way, and when you start seeing the fruit of your works, saying no to those activities will become a lot easier.
Yeah. I just wanted to explain the reasons why we say like avoid these situations like parties and all that is because they lead to more deeper
conflicts that you don't want to face.
Yeah, you see students
like,
coming
you're
home.
You're put
early.
In a worse situation. Like when my dad used to explain this to me, like imagine like you go to a party with your friends, right? Just for fun, right? Yeah. And then let's say like something happens where like, let's say you might be in the living room, wherever you are, but something happens in the back that you don't know about, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say there was a gun pulled out or whatever it is. You put yourself in a situation where if the police come, right? They have to look, interview people.
Evidence.
Evidence. Or like, you're putting yourself in a situation where, like, you're gonna be like caught up on something you don't wanna be caught up. Now there's something on your record, or like there's something that you have to say, like, you have to explain yourself, you know what I mean? So if you put yourself in a situation where, like, you're endangering yourself, you know what I mean? You don't know what anything happens. Like, if a person is drunk, or like, even like the smallest things, like getting accused of, you know, SA, bro, like, you know, like, it's the smallest thing that can take a turn.
You know how many stories I heard, like, of people just accusations? Mm-hmm. And the reason, like, those accusations are, like, so heavy.
Yeah.
It's not something you can, like, even if it's, like, obviously proven wrong, you still have to go through the process. And that takes years, right?
Yeah.
And
they destroy your character throughout the whole time.
Especially as a black man.
Black man.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. Athlete? Oh, wrap it up.
No, it's actually, yeah, I totally agree with that. So,
that's why we said, yeah.
I actually want to go back on the point we were talking about before, because I can only see people like commenting this.
Yeah, like, oh, welcome to the party.
No, no, not that. We were talking about don't make school your identity. Like, they're saying, like, don't focus too much. Like, don't, like, be consumed by
much of anything.
Because, like, I understand, like, obviously, we're all, you know what I'm saying, like, we generally are blessed. Like, we come from, like, pretty good, you know what I'm saying? Decent. Yeah, decent. Like, we have, like, big issues. We have both parents. Some people, like, they have a lot they're balancing. Like, let's say they're first generation. Their parents literally are literally, like, banking in on them. Like, you better go to college. You better get a degree. You better
have to work.
So that's so much pressure. So I understand. I'm not, like, minimizing your struggle. But at the same time, you putting yourself, having, like, putting all that burden on yourself and then literally being consumed by it is not helping you, to be honest. I've seen so many kids who, like, be, like, they chase the grades, chase all this so they can make their parents proud. Mm-hmm. End up taking a semester off because of mental health issues. Yeah. Come back. Yeah. They can't handle the life anymore. They come back, take a little break. That break becomes longer. Then they end up being in school for a couple years more. Then, you know what I'm saying? Like, just balance it. Make everything, have balance with everything you do.
The long-term effects of stressing over anything, right, is unexplainably bad. The outcome it can have, right? Yeah. As I've seen it firsthand, right, of people stressing for a long time, right, without, like, how do I say this? So, the 4 years you have in school, right, you might get through it through stress, right? But the effect it will have might not come until you're like 30 or 40. Mm. And at that point, it might even be like too far to trace it back to the source. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Get enough sleep.
Definitely. I told you, hey, my 10 p.m. rule.
Yes, they try to drag you, but 10 p.m.
rule. You know the 10 p.m. rule? You know the 10 p.m. rule. But
at least 6.5 hours. That's at least.
I mean, actually, some people can function.
Stop pulling all-nighters. I promise you, it'll not get you nowhere.
Oh, it
won't get you anywhere. And wait. Can I just add this real quick? Pick your majors wisely, please. Every Habesha doesn't have to be a computer science major. I'm sorry. Listen,
doctor.
Yeah, no, actually, we can talk about that.
No, you don't have to be.
Because like, what do y'all think about picking a major for the money?
Okay, that comes with consequences because I'm dealing with that right now. But
yeah, this man's.
I'm going through it. I promise you. Yes, I'm a comp sci major. That's not the point.
With majors, I feel like what's it called again? Like,
yo,
somebody.
That is crazy. I hope y'all heard that.
I don't know where that came from.
Well, majors like, it's a sticky sticky situation because you could start a major and if you don't like it,
you're not gonna like it.
You have to start over, right? With the credits and everything.
I can attest to that.
There are like gen eds that you have to take. Yeah, everyone has to take. But when you go in a specific field, for me right now, like since I've kind of gone a little too far in computer science, this is like I'm gonna finish my second year. Mm-hmm. Trying to change majors into something that's totally different, like psychology. Like I said, like I'm a computer science major 2 years in, right?
I used to be.
I'm dealing with that now.
But you see what I mean? But yeah, you're right. Like transferring and stuff. But also, I'm not gonna lie to you. This is controversial and not at the same time. What I'm gonna say is, okay, a lot of people say, major in what you wanna do. Yeah. Right? But I'm gonna be honest. I'm not picking on this. Like, give me a major.
Comp sci.
Comp sci, right? If you graduate with a comp sci degree, no matter how much your tuition is, you know you're gonna be able to afford to live good with your paycheck and pay your tuition. Give me another major.
Nursing.
Those nursing people, they might be making less than comp sci majors, right? But they will be able to pay the tuition. Give me another major.
Arts,
right? Yeah. Let me be honest, right? Risky. The jobs are so risky, right? You're paying the same amount as a comp sci student, but you're gonna get paid like almost half less than what I would get paid.
But you know what blows my mind? There's some arts that sell like for $1 billion.
Okay.
But that's like basketball players going to the NBA. Picasso. They're so rare. You know what I mean?
They're not rare. It's like a line and people buy it for $1 million.
I mean, I feel like rare. You got to be smart with it. Like, as I say, if you're like, if it was me, I'll probably try to do, I'll try to dabble and see like a good field. But if I have like a certain interest or a hobby where I low key want to do that, I would do that as like a background hobby. Like work that up while I'm still in school.
Yeah.
But don't like,
or take, at least minor take
summer classes, please.
Okay,
that's low smart. Key. It's really, I'm telling you, it's smart. You might not want to do it, but it's very, very, very smart. One, it's 7 weeks. Two, it's a lot shorter because you're not covering everything in the topic.
But it's fast paced.
Three, it's fast paced, but the professors let you slide like crazy, bro.
Yeah, because they know it's stressful.
Exactly. So I'm telling you, consider taking summer classes.
It's really, I agree really with helpful. Them because, yeah, my stomach is going crazy. But I agree with them because I finished almost all of my gen eds because I sacrificed 2 summers and now even with this transferring and stuff, I'm not behind because of those summer classes.
Yeah.
If I didn't take those summer classes, even though I didn't do anything wrong, because when you transfer, a lot of stuff gets lost, right? I would have been a little behind. You know what I mean? So it's a sacrifice you got to make. It's like losing a battle to win the war. The war is graduating on time was, you know, healthy with a degree, you know, without you messing up yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You gotta do little sacrifices to get there.
Yeah. That's and it's okay to fail a class.
You see, just that's putting it out there. I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? One of the reasons I've been scared this semester is because I've never failed a class.
I failed the one, I promise you, bro, it's okay.
Now I want to bring about psychology. psychology
and go to but together. Like once, like I was scared of failing. And to be honest, I still am, right? But yeah, I was, you know what? Let's see the subject. Bro.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. I was about to move it to like.
Enough stress.
Education.
I was about to say like, we talk about don'ts. I was about to say like some stuff you should do. Number one thing, bro, make connections, bro.
Yeah, connections,
bro. Because the students you're not trying to be cool with, 4 years later might be an owner of a company and he might need somebody and you could be, you know, you could get a hookup. Mm-hmm. Make connections and join clubs,
bro. I was about to say that, fool.
Join clubs.
I was just about to say that.
Build up your experience. Like, it could be any club, bro. Get hours, get experience so you could be prepared.
It's going to be good on your resume.
Exactly.
Yes, I haven't joined any clubs.
Bro, you join clubs right now.
I joined the ComSci club.
I'm in like a cool club. I don't
a cool
no, but engineer. Those people got internships, bro. Like yeah, at right. My,
let me tell you. Not that why. It's not like I don't want to ever. Let me tell you why I haven't so far. Right? Mm-hmm. It's in schooling, you have your own stuff to do, right?
Yeah.
But in clubs, whether you want to or not, you kind of have to. Make relationship, not just connections, relationship with the people, right?
Yeah.
So I have a weird perspective on life, like whether it be my politics or like my faith and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I've seen this happen before where I get close to people, mm-hmm. right? And I don't talk about politics when I first get to know you, right? But then something happens where it gets brought up, right? And then I express my views and then they be like, wow, bro, you like that? And then since they've developed that relationship, uh-huh. they feel justified to attack me. Now, I don't mind getting attacked, you know? Mm-hmm. But if you're going to attack me, why would I want to keep that relationship? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Especially if they don't want to be, you know, I'm not going to keep pulling on a string that, you know, has no interest, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely. So far, since because like, especially when I just transferred, I didn't know a lot of people. People are like, oh,
but anyways, let's just move on to the spelling. You, y'all want to get the spelling?
Yes, let's get spelling.
Yeah, let's get to spelling. But
that's not getting edited.
You have the words?
Or actually, no. Keep talking a little bit more, and let me just prep the spelling.
Okay, we can talk about how the education system has failed us in America.
No,
I'm
no education. No more education. No, let's
talk
stay
about
with.
Something else. Yeah. Talk about like time. What free time affects like college students? You know what I mean? Because I know you guys talked about how like you know in that free time, we should start a hobby. But yeah. It's always not that easy because, like you said, the spirits are, you know, they work. Mm. So free time, that's when the devil, you know, have that time. So when, you know, you're out of class, you have that free time, porn comes.
Oh,
yes. That's
the drug comes. You know, the everything comes.
Bro,
so,
things that would have never been offered to you in a regular life, when the spirit is coming at you, the spirit doesn't send you bad stuff. Sometimes he sends good stuff.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's trying to trap you. Mm-hmm. I'm spirit. Let me. When we talk about the free times, right? Okay. The how do I say this? The tensions that be building up when you have free time.
I'm transferring to a different place. Go ahead.
What do you mean?
We just talked about.
That's all good though.
I'm sorry for the not context, but yeah.
Right, let's talk about.
He said the free time.
Let's talk about the
this podcast.
The economical state of the world.
Stop.
Right now.
Yo, can we just talk about how crazy it's been?
What?
We talked about.
Yeah,
that
we talked
last
about
week.
The last episode. Nah, we're not doing
you
that.
Keep talking about it.
How y'all feel about TikTok's new feature where you can see people who visit you?
Bro, isn't that
different? That's what it was new. I was going through. I'm like, wait, why is that popping up? I'm like, oh.
It's less fun now.
It's weird, like.
You saw someone. You know what used to be fun? When you see someone comment like about your looks, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to flame them, so you go to their profile.
It's gonna say viewed.
To you know collect information, and then now you can't do that because they will see you visit their profile.
So what they see what? What are they gonna do?
I remember when TikTok first went out, like.
You mean Musically?
No, it was like TikTok. Like remember, like pandemic, like.
People hated it back then.
I never used it.
Yeah, pandemic. People would be like, oh. TikTok is for kids. 3 months later, they were on addicts.
There was a funny tweet that said, people think they have a master's in maturity because they don't have TikTok downloaded. But now look at us.
My parents have masters from Viber and what was the other one? Messenger?
No, WhatsApp, bro.
What's up? Yes, sir.
They have legendary apps.
They have Telegram is coming soon.
Yeah,
I'm getting my certification.
Telegram is coming soon. Yes, sir. They're getting their masters on that. Working on it.
What's your favorite chat app?
iMessage.
Yeah, stay at home. iMessage. None of them.
Can we just discuss about how much y'all bullied me? Because I don't have
to getting an iPhone. Yes, we did.
Hold up. We have to give some context. This man used to be part of the droid family.
Mm-hmm. The green family.
The green flag droids. The airplane threats droids.
That boy used to call our
phone. Hold up. What do you mean? Airplane threats?
No. The
you
Note 6?
You sound like a freaking terrorist. What the heck?
No, yeah. You had a big phone, fool. That drone was a concrete. I'm not going to lie to you. If you threw it at someone's head.
Okay, we just got a thumbs up. The words are ready.
Letting y'all know, we're going to introduce you guys to a new segment. It's called Spelling Bee with OTD.
Spelling B-O-T with OTD.
With OTD, right?
Someone should make an intro music.
No.
Yeah.
Listen, so what we're going to do is we're going to be given a word. Yeah. And
just spell it.
I'm letting y'all know. Yes, just spell, but there's words. A punishment. Just letting y'all know that.
Okay. No, the punishment. That's coming next week.
All right, fine. Hey, stay tuned for next week's
this
punishment.
This is a test run.
Okay. So for now, I'm going to give y'all the words.
Who wants to go first?
Not me.
You.
Okay. I'm going to give y'all the words, and then I'm going to need y'all to spell it. There's a timer. Is it 30 seconds?
Hey, yo.
30 seconds.
Okay. Alright, that's not bad.
30 second timer.
Hey, will you also tell us like the roots and
definition?
No. Give me definition.
Come on. I'm going to give you the Greek word.
Concordance. Come on.
Huh? Give him the
concordance.
Sure, whatever.
Okay.
Right. Give him the word. Just give him the word.
Who's going first?
Bobby.
Go first.
Okay, Bobby going first. Alright. Your word is acquire.
Okay,
that's easy. A-C-Q-U-I-R-E.
Good job.
Okay. Don't play with me.
All right, Dagum is next.
No, I'm not next.
What
do
you mean?
I'm a theologian.
Okay.
It's Aman, sir.
Theologian?
Whose turn?
Aman.
Okay, Aman. Your word is apparent.
Like apparently apparent?
Apparently.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a two-piece in there?
No one asked that.
Well, I can't miss that.
Bro, you're in college state.
30 seconds. Hey, 30 seconds, my boy.
I feel like there's two-piece in
there. Just spell whatever you think.
Spell it.
A-P-P-A-R-E-N-T.
Okay, you're good.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. That's
there are
good.
Two P's and a parent?
I was getting scared for a second.
No, I was scared too. Actually, you picked good words, bro. So far.
Tricky words.
Your turn.
Yeah.
Here comes my...
The quiet one.
All right, give me the word.
Your word is atheist.
That's actually...
Okay, sure. A-T.
A-T.
A-T. 30 seconds. E-I-S-T.
What do you say?
Spell it again.
Bro, I got it right. Thank you.
Say it again.
No.
Say it again. Yeah.
No.
You're right. You have to say it again. Come on.
Atheist, right?
Yeah.
A-T-H-E-I-S-T.
I thought it was
that. That was good.
He got me scared for a second.
Almost.
I just saw him laugh. I just started laughing.
Well, Bobby, right? Bobby's next. Yeah. I'm scared. I don't know.
Hey, bump it up a little bit. We're getting here.
Why is it so stressful?
That's what I'm saying.
What the heck?
It's because we're on the spot.
It's just a word.
That's the fun part. You're on the spot. Go ahead.
Bobby, your word is concise.
Out of a nine. What do you think? Hold up.
Goodness, bro.
You said bump it up. That's give him
a definition. Give him a definition.
Okay, I think I got it. C-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have two tries, please?
No.
Just two tries.
30 seconds. You're actually on 20 seconds now.
Okay. C-O-N. C-I-S-E.
Yeah.
C-O-N.
No.
C-O-N.
What up?
C-I-S-E. That's what
he said. Concise.
Con.
He said con.
What up? C-O-N.
No, he's the wrong word. It's conscience, not conscience.
Hey,
he doesn't even know how to
say yourself.
Hey.
But our host can't even spell.
Hey. I'm not.
You can't read.
Hey.
Sam,
take
over.
That's why I'm not on camera.
How do you get conscious and concise?
All right, be quiet. That's it. Let's go to Ahmad.
No.
Sam.
I'm not spelling conscious.
Sam, give us the word.
Oh, no. It's not conscious.
I'm only hearing Sam now. I don't want to hear your word. Mess it concise.
Your word is discipline.
Sam, make sure it's a Sam.
Right?
Discipline?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bro, it's not
hard. It's actually a tricky angle cap. This.
Okay, I know it's D-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to spell disciple?
Why are you helping him? Season by discipline.
D-I-S? Mm-hmm. This. C? I? P? L-I-N-E?
Good job.
Oh, her? Yeah. Yo,
it wasn't hard.
I didn't know
he,
there was
he
a
He gave
C.
you the main clue. Hey, chill on me, buddy. Hey, chill on me over there. I know they're looking for the hardest word.
This man got wicked intentions.
Yo, if you're correct, you should be able to repeat it.
Daga.
Don't be scared.
Your word is exhilarate.
No.
you did him dirty.
That's not an everyday word.
No.
Okay. Change exceed. Word. Exceed.
Okay, huh? That's
but you better get this.
Exceed?
Yes.
I've never heard this word ever.
I will give you a sentence.
Like, exceed expectations.
Yes,
exceed.
I was going to say that.
Okay. Nah, give me a different
one. No. That's
indeed. Listen, we just had a whole conversation about college and we can't even spell.
This is so ironic.
I was about to start with the X.
Don't take our advice. Don't take our advice.
You know what he said? You better start with the X.
It was a joke.
I don't think it was a joke.
Let's say that's a joke. Sure.
EX, right? Exceed, right?
Uh-huh. Go on.
EX.
Uh-huh. Come on, you got 15 seconds.
No, he's right. I think he's right.
Nah, don't lie.
C-A-D-E?
Huh? Wait a minute.
No way you said that.
C-A-D-E?
XK?
Hey, clip that.
I never heard that word ever in my life.
To the TikTok he goes.
Listen, I never heard that ever in my life.
I don't want to. Bobby, keep laughing. It's going to come to YouTube. Yeah, I'm not laughing.
I really hope. Nah, that's my word. I don't care.
You're wrong, but I'm not laughing. Okay? Because I don't
know. You were laughing. I saw you laughing.
You were leaning on me laughing. Don't lie.
I get okay. Give Bobby his word. I don't
Bobby,
care. Make it hard as mine.
Your word is hierarchy.
It's not hard. It's not hard.
That's not hard.
Okay, I got it.
Hierarchy.
H mm-hmm. I E.
Wait.
Hold up.
H I E.
I'm
okay.
Good. Good.
Yeah,
no. H I E A R.
Nope, messed up.
Hold up. Wait. H I E.
Y'all better start laughing.
It's actually a hard word, though.
No, it's not.
Exceeded. XK.
I know that word, but I don't know the other one.
Okay, H I E. H I E A R C H Y?
No.
You missed a whole archie.
Yeah, you missed.
You missed all two words. You
and you switched R and A.
Spell it to me.
It's H I.
Yeah.
E.
E. R A.
R
A.
R-C-H-Y. I would have never got that.
Yeah, that's too many
hierarchy.
Why don't y'all laugh now, huh? Why don't y'all laugh now?
Exceed is a
simple
word.
I never heard that word ever in my life.
You never. You did.
I never exceed anything.
Oh. I'm on.
Oh, the way he looked at me. I know he's going to come for me.
Alright, go
ahead. I know he's going to come. Yeah. I did not laugh at Dagum, please.
Yes, you did.
Your word is intelligence.
That's not hard.
No, this is easy, but it's like deceptively
exactly.
He can get you.
He knows sick. He's just trying to act dumb.
Intelligence or intelligent?
Intelligence.
I N T E L L E G E N C E.
No.
What did you just say?
Instead of the E, what it was I.
Intelligence?
Hey, this man said E instead of I. How you forget?
No way. I N.
Why don't y'all laugh now, huh?
L L G I E N C E.
Yours was just like the way you said it. You were confident.
Yeah.
I was confident.
Dagum.
I wanted to get rid of. Hey, bro, chill on me, bro. My grammar is not the best.
He was the one in the school popcorn Dagum. Oh no,
your
popcorn
word.
No,
is
you know what? When I was in fifth grade, I forgot to spell the word next. And
no way.
That was when I was like fresh off the boat. But
okay.
Keep going.
Your word is leisure.
Alright,
that's not
you
that
know,
bad.
I'll, no, what do you mean?
That's not that
bad. What is
spell
leisure?
It. Go ahead. Spell
no, you spell it.
No, you spell it. Go ahead. You said
not.
Go ahead. You got it. You got it.
It's not bad.
No, you got it.
I want Bobby to get it.
I want Bobby. Yeah, because he said it's not hard.
Dagum's gonna go hard.
Okay.
Go next.
I'll come back to Dagum.
Go ahead. Spell leisure.
L E I S U R E. It's not bad. Leisure.
Yes.
That is.
It's not hard. It's
right. What does it mean?
I was gonna say Ebenezer.
Leisure means like
take a shortcut.
Break time, right?
Yeah, just having rest.
Yeah.
I never heard that word in my life.
Hey, give me a word I heard of, bro, please.
Okay. My guys need a thesaurus.
A word that I know, please.
Spell license.
L-I-C-E.
It's kind of, I ain't gonna lie.
N-S-E.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Since Bobby already went with a leisure, I'm going to come back to Amon. Amon, yeah. Your word is maintenance.
Maintenance.
That's not hard.
Okay.
Okay, you have, I was like,
M A
uh-huh.
I-N T-E-N-E-C-E.
Yeah. Whoa, you just after main, you just
okay, okay. Main?
Yes.
T-E-N-T-E.
T-E?
T-E-N. Uh-huh. A-N-T-E. T-E.
No. Good job.
Okay, I got it.
He said N E, but he
no,
got
it. Right.
Hey, he was still in that time frame.
The correct answer too.
Yeah.
Bobby.
You
have
to say final answer.
Bobby.
Final.
Oh. Bro.
Oh.
This is not Jeopardy.
Dagum.
Wait,
your word is medieval.
I am
medieval.
That's easy.
I mean, you're not wrong. I'm a lot.
Am I wrong?
That was spelled separately.
This is not for
or syllables.
No, medieval. That's my word.
Medieval.
Medieval, my boy. That's it.
It's not about syllables.
How do you spell it?
How do you spell mid and how do you spell evil?
Do you want me to spell it the way you said it? M-I-D and then evil.
No. That's for evil.
No, he said medieval. I'm
no,
saying
the actual word. Yes. No, spell the actual
spell word. Spell both of them together. Come on, Daggy. No, you're joking.
Hello, let me think. Let me think.
He's like, look at these.
Chill out. They hear you. Medieval.
It's stuck in my head.
Man. I plead the fifth.
Nah.
I plead the fifth.
Give me your best shot.
Give me. No.
Somebody got to spell it.
Yeah, somebody got to spell it. M-I-D-E-V-I-L.
Yeah?
Mid?
He said M-I-D-E.
I know it's not with the I.
It's not mid. It sounds mid,
M-E-D?
But it's
M-E-D.
M-E-D.
It's M-E-D, but I don't know what the rest.
Mid.
To be honest with you.
E-V-I-L?
It's evil, buddy.
No. It's not evil, but.
M-E-D-V-E-A-L.
No.
Oh, what see?
M-E-D-V-E-A-L?
They were on me talking about. They were talking about spelling.
M-E-D-I-E-V.
Nah, but they're wrong.
Yeah, I would never
make evil.
That they're wrong.
Okay, so I'm not the only one that struggled with that.
Okay. Bobby, your word is maneuver.
You told me this and I already forgot it.
You guys practice?
No.
They did. They
okay,
no.
Here. Not practice. Here.
Can I just say I didn't get time to practice? They talked about this last night.
No,
this
I didn't
morning.
Practice. No.
And they just pull up and we're going to have a spelling bee.
I didn't practice.
I'm like, whoa.
We didn't practice. We didn't practice.
Okay, one more word for all of us and we can wrap it up.
Right. Okay.
Maneuver?
Yes, yeah. Maneuver.
M-A-N E-V-U-E-R?
No, you switched the V and the U.
So
M-A-N
M-A-N
M-A-N-E
U-N. Wait.
You see, it's the U's.
M-A-N-E-U-V-E-R.
You see, the U's are always put in weird places, bro.
Okay. Spell Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
That wasn't his word, but good job.
That was good? I'm correct?
No.
Yeah, you don't think he
said no. He said no. You're not correct,
bro. He said it with so much confidence. Okay, whose turn is it?
It's Dagum's turn.
Hey, chill on me, bro. It's the last one.
You have to answer, though.
B.
The last two times you just said no.
So
no,
I
know, right?
I answered.
If you don't know, answer.
I didn't answer the.
Your word is neighbor.
We literally did this.
Wait, N-E-I-G-H-O-R.
That's nigger. Oh,
Clip that. Oh my god. I can't believe that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I misspelled it on purpose, but that's up for the podcast.
Whoa.
We'll see you guys next week, okay?
We're gonna play this beat, bro.
It's been real. It's been real, man.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
Fun episode.
We love y'all.
Thank y'all so much for the support.
New
Thank you, Sam.
New episode coming up.